This program was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi tamotu, MPR. If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. MPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out mpr.nz for more information.
Kia ora, I'm Hugh, and you're listening to my quasi-weekly podcast, Hugh's Featured Tracks. This is a look back at the tracks that I've featured over the last week or so of morning shows on Manawatu People's Radio, Te Reo Irirangi o Ngā Tangata o Manawatu. Without further ado, let's hear the first of those tracks. We will return to the new tracks compilation for April very shortly, but first, a new Wet Leg. Wet Leg were kind of an out-of-nowhere smash. They were one of those times when I clicked on something that Facebook had been hassling me to look at for a long time and actually discovered that it was, in this case, quite good. That was, of course, their debut single, Chaise Longue, which came out way back in 2021 and kind of launched them into the stratosphere. The thing about Wet Leg is that, in retrospect, they sort of set a template for a particular kind of deadpan sort of ambivalently humorous, high energy indie rock. So I've talked about Wet Leg in the context of other bands a bit. I talked about them in the context of the Bug Club and also King Hannah. Because to my mind, both of those bands were drawing on the same kind of deadpan humor, which might in fact be entirely serious, and the ambivalence is kind of part of the joke. The brand new Wet Leg single is more of the same. I saw someone on the internet say that it's fine to be a one-trick pony if it's a really good trick, and that's basically what I think about this song. I think if you were hoping that Wet Leg were going to pivot and do something entirely different with their music, you are going to be disappointed by this. But realistically, why is that a thing that you would expect? Wet Leg became justifiably famous because Chaise Longue was just a kind of intensely and inescapably earwormy tune, and their approach of like everything up to 11 and kick the absolute heck out of a very basic song concept. You know, none of their music is what you would call complex in terms of structure. All of the cleverness is really in the lyrics and in the choice of like picking a really good riff to absolutely hammer into the dirt. A basic but good riff to absolutely hammer into the dirt. And this is exactly what they're doing again. Catch These Fists is the name of the new single, and it is perhaps a bit more on the nose than Chaise Longue, although I would argue that other songs on the same album, so thinking about like Wet Dream, also Annabelle, is that what it was called? A song that goes, Annabelle took her ray gun to the party, Annabelle obliterated everybody. Those both are songs which are really about a particular experience of being like a young woman who hits a certain level of prominence and suddenly becomes prey to a particular kind of creep, and also just like a woman who is in any way visible. there is some extent to which what they were describing was like specific to the UK and even more specific to the Isle of Wight, which is where Rhian Teasdale and Hester Chambers, the kind of core duo at the centre of Wet Leg, are from. But I think, you know, you could probably apply that whole thing right across the Anglosphere, and you would describe, you would have people who could connect with that experience. So this is a song which is straightforwardly about being approached by men when you're out with your friends as a woman, and then wanting to beat those men up because they are either revolting or annoying or both. And I don't know, like, I think, as I've been saying, if you wanted more from Wet Leg, you will be disappointed. But why would you want more from Wet Leg? What about the original Wet Leg album would make you feel like there was necessarily another mode that these guys were just poised to shift into? Look, if they do that, then I'm sure it will also be good, and I will be happy. But too long, didn't listen to the announcement. The new single, Catch These Fists, from Wet Leg is good. I am going to play it for you very shortly. I want a last note, which is just to point out that at the Brit Awards in 2023, they won Best New Artist and Group of the Year, and they performed the Chaise Longue with the progressive Morris dance troupe Boss Morris and their Morris Beasts. And that is a thing that I am going to have to go and look up, because I think Morris dancing is one of the things that English people find shameful, which they should instead embrace and force into new cultural forms, because I think at its best, there is something there. There is something there. Anyway, right now, here are Wet Leg with Catch These Fists.
We'll be right back.
So we record these featured music spots a day in advance. That means if you're listening on the radio, you hear one that was recorded on Thursday, on Friday morning, and so on and so forth. And that means we do the Monday one on Friday. And that's why it has taken so long for me to acknowledge the passing of Max Romeo. So Max Romeo is either someone who you immediately recognize, and if you didn't already know, you are sad to hear the passing of, or he's someone that you're about to realize you have actually heard a bunch of times without realizing that that's who you were listening to. So Max Romeo is one of the longest working and most prolific of the kind of 60s, 70s Jamaican reggae musicians. It's looking at singles. His first single came out in 1967, and his last before his death in 2022. Looking across his career, the longest gap between singles is something like 4 years. I think that's the gap between 2000 and 2004. He released, again, more albums than I can easily count looking at his Wikipedia page, but his first is in 1969 and his last was in 2020. He also showed up on a bunch of compilation albums and had something of a rediscovery period in the 1990s when he was sampled by a few different people. He was sampled by Prodigy on their 1992 single Out of Space, which is the one with the clip from Cool Keith that says, "I'm going to send your brain to another dimension." It also cuts to his song Chase the Devil, which I will be playing for you in just a bit. He was also, I think, sampled by Kanye West when Kanye West was producing for Jay-Z. Really, the main thing to know about this guy, though, is that he is really, really, really consistent in terms of his, like, strong social justice and Rasta stance that persists really across his entire career. And he's one of these guys who really set the tone for what male reggae vocals could and should sound like. And so while he's not necessarily, you know, that high male voice style in reggae music is something that you heard a lot all over, like, dub music. You heard it get sampled, but also people finding guest vocalists to work with them. He's really one of the people who defines that style. And I, you know, it's really worth recognizing someone who had a lot of, I guess, cultural pull with people who are in the know. So he was popular with people like Keith Richards. He co-wrote a musical with a guy called Michael Butler, who was one of the producers of the musical Hair. He was one of the group of artists who worked with Lee Scratch Perry at Perry's Black Ark studio. Like, just absolutely one of the greats, but never really broke through to the mainstream, particularly in America, despite kind of the best efforts of a lot of influential people really trying to help him out. So in the face of that, a lot of people, I think, would have decided that that was enough of that and given up, and he never did. Like I say, he was still putting out full albums as recently as 2020 and singles as recently as 2022. He passed in Jamaica at the age of 80 from heart complications. So clearly not well through the last years of his life, but still doing it anyway. Right now, I am going to play you the kind of big single. I often try not to do that just because I think there are often other more interesting songs. But I think in this case, it's going to be the song that either you have an instant recognition for, like possibly a Pavlovian reaction, or it's going to make you instantly get why people care about this guy. Here is the late Max Romeo with Chase the Devil.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. On an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. Satan is an evil host man, but him can't choke sit on I man. So when I check him, my last in hand, and if him slip a gun with him hand, I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space. Shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. Satan is an evil host man, but him can't choke sit on I man. So check him, my last in hand, and if him slip a gun with him hand, I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space.
We return now to The Ghost is in the Shed. This is a compilation of music from Fielding, put together by Dan Brown of Polaroids of Polar Bears, and hosted on the Polaroids of Polar Bears Bandcamp page. So, first off, if you would like to go and get it, this is still available as a name your price digital download. So you can fling the number of dollars you feel like it is worth. And I would encourage you to fling at least some, because this is a really interesting and a diverse collection of music to be a set of projects that all essentially come from the same place. And in some ways, although not entirely, because they are collaborative, from like one dude or all kind of orbit around one dude, there is a certain noisy aesthetic to a lot of these, which I suppose you could say they have in common. But like, There is fundamentally a gulf between like the incredibly noisy cover of "Where Is My Mind" by the Pixies that's on here, and like "Crack in the Chapstick" by Geck, which again really noisy, and things like the Manchester Block from Fun Life Breakup Suite, and the "Window Gazing" from Little Girls Pointing and Laughing. Those are not polar opposites, but there's a lot of air in between them. The one that I'm going to feature today is from a project called Either. You can't tell from saying it, which I guess is the point. Either is spelt as you normally would, and either by replacing the EI bit with the word I. I say this purely for the assistance of people who want to go and like Google stuff later. The track is called Opening Night Welcome Back, and it's an exercise in two things. One is, how straightforward can you make an indie rock song and still have it wildly off kilter? The fundamental structure here is like a kind of classic four chord loop indie rock thing, but the meter is consistently off. It starts with just lines being overstuffed with words, and eventually that causes the chord changes and the actual rhythm to kind of shift out of joint, so that the whole thing becomes slowly more and more dislocated while you're listening to it, which is both discomforting and quite impressive, that something this kind of deliberately rough-edged is still this tight. It's a very clever bit of work. The other thing that it's an exercise in is like the slowest of slow builds. I mean, it's only a 2-minute song, so it can't be that slow of a slow build, but it does do that trick of starting with kind of, well, lyrics that straightforwardly explain a situation, and shifting pretty seamlessly over the course of the song to having an almost like trance-like repetition and a build of noise where basically what you're listening to is a lead line going around and around and around. And then it all drops away at the end. It's very atmospheric and tasteful, and I do love pretty much everything that's on this compilation. It's neat. You should go and spend at least a dollar or two on it. It's cool. Right now, here is Either from The Ghost Is in the Shed compilation, featuring, I must say, gorgeous album art by Lani Brown, as well as all of the music by Dan. This is Opening Night. Welcome Back.
It's funny being self-conscious of what I'll never sound like again. Practice gives you calluses, then you don't feel pain. If only I could have loved, maybe I'd stoke the rage. Your best kiss is temporary, never be the same. It's funny craving newness, but being afraid of change. Practice gives you blisters, and the pain, it goes away. If only I could smoke, maybe I'd
We return now to the new tracks compilation for April. Today's featured track is from an artist called Gloria, spelt somewhat confusingly G-L-X-R-I-A. Gloria is a Kiwi Chinese artist in her early 20s. This is her first release, at least as far as I can tell, from her Bandcamp page. And it's very interesting because it feels to me like someone kind of feeling out various creative avenues and kind of trying to see what fits best with their own temperament. So according to a profile, which feels to me like she submitted herself on music.nz, she describes herself as a Kiwi Chinese musician and creative in her early 20s. With a passion for dance and a flair of visual arts, she crafts a unique tapestry of creativity that extends from the dance floor to photography, design, and fashion. And that's really, there's a lyric video where you can see Gloria kind of wandering around in nature in beautiful clothes. This feels very much like sonically she's kind of working out an identity. And I guess the reason that I want to share it with you is because I find it interesting that she's picked this confluence of a very reserved, very quiet vocal style with a sort of proto-grunge guitar aesthetic that would seem to be like looking for something noisier. And that dynamic is something that I found very interesting and what drew me to the song. The song is about kind of the experience of needing to outgrow a place and move on, and dealing with people that you know who don't experience that same need, really. There's not too much more to it than that. Anyway, look, I thought I would share this one with you because this is a let's put a pin in this and see what comes out in future from Gloria. I am interested to see her later work as she kind of locks more into whatever it is that she's interested in doing. I think this is quite good, but I also think it's kind of a sketch of a direction that she might or might not choose to go in, and I'll be interested to see how it pans out in future. If you would like to get this for your very own, perhaps encourage Gloria that this is the direction that she would like to go in, gloria.bandcamp.com, that is spelt with the X, so glxria.bandcamp.com, and that will get you this release and presumably any future ones that she decides she might want to put out. Right now, here she is with the track Run Into You.
Ah,
history of New Zealand music is full of kind of also-rans and near-misses of various kinds. The difficulty that we have here in this country is that we are such a small population that you can't really do what people do in America and be like a modestly successful local band that kind of makes a living, because local in America means, you know, a few million people, and local in New Zealand means tens of thousands. And that difference in scale means that either you make it, or you kind of fade into obscurity. And that's why it is fascinating when there are people who never quite smash through, but just kind of keep persisting and showing up in the most unexpected places, or not necessarily unexpected places, but unexpected times. This is a long way of coming around to today's featured track, which comes from Voom. Voom will be familiar to you if you are my age or so, as the band responsible for Relax, which I guarantee has just started playing in the back of your head if you're familiar with it. Just lean into it. Relax. Relax deeply and relax. So Voom had this massive hit on student radio. They had this video which took significant advantage of frontman Buzz Moller's significant good looks at the time. And then for a variety of reasons, things just didn't really come together. So their debut album came out in 1998, and their second album came out in 2006, with different personnel, not necessarily due to animosity between the original band members, but just that's the way that it panned out. And now there is a new Voom album on the horizon. It is due out in May of this year, and there is an advance single for it on the New Tracks compilation for April. The song is called Trouble, and it's kind of perfect formula indie rock, I think. There is a four chord, like, it's cleverer than four chord, but it's fundamentally like four chords, sing on the changes. It's doing the trick, and it's doing it really well, and I like it. It's got a kind of iconic anthemic chorus about, I can't do what I want to do, or else I'll get in trouble. I can't say what I want to say, or else I'll get in trouble. Is there a more universal sentiment than that? And the whole thing comes in at 2 minutes and 43 seconds, so it categorically does not outstay its welcome. I am going to play it to you now. If you would like Voom in your life, you can go to voomnz.bandcamp.com, and that will take you back through their various releases as far back as the reissue of their 2006 album Hello, Are You There? I don't believe that you can get their original album Now I Am Me through that avenue. You're probably reliant on the streaming platforms for that one. You can, however, get a couple of their singles which do not appear on this album, notably the song Martin Phillips, which is an ode to the late Martin Phillips and is a very Martin Phillips Dunedin sound influenced ode to Martin Phillips in pretty good ways. I kind of love it. Anyway, go get the single if you want, pre-order the album if you want, otherwise wait around till May and it will be out. Right now, here are Voom from the New Tracks compilation for April. This song is called Trouble.
Keep it here.
You've been listening to Hugh's Featured Tracks, a quasi-weekly podcast put together from the tracks that I've featured over the last week or so of morning shows on Manawatu People's Radio, Te Reo Irirangi o Ngā Tangata o Manawatu. If you'd like to listen to the backlog of episodes for this podcast, you can find them along with all of our other locally made shows at our website, www.npr.nz.
If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.